Well, while restrictions are starting to lift around Queensland, there is still an issue that is not receiving a lot of attention. That is, for many people, men in particular, a long way to go for things to go back to normal that we can have an impact on our mental health. Now, for many men, this is still a difficult subject to talk about, especially with this Aussie way of thinking and culture that, you know, she'll be right in the belief that discussing mental health may be considered that they're not coping, that it's a weakness. So today, transformational wellness coach Sally Thibault sharing some ways that we can look after our own mental health. It is always good to be chatting with you, Sally.
Oh, it's good to be back.
Normalizing and making it feel okay, you know, that it is okay to talk about this stuff, that's the first step, because a lot of guys probably don't have this. And this is a place to feel connected, a place to voice how they're feeling without fear of being judged or ridiculed or made to feel stupid or silly. I mean, it's so crucial that we have those places to turn to.
It really is. And I think this is also a good place for the women in for all of us to step up. If we see the men in our life, whether they be a father, a brother, or a partner, a cousin, who you feel is struggling, be that person. You know, I think for many men to be able to speak out without the fear of being judged, as you said, or ridiculed, it just even being able to reach out and talk to somebody, that's the very first step in all this, because the minute you talk about it, it's like the pressure's off. It's not rolling around in your head. And as I said, I think for women, if we see a man in our life not coping, be that person.
We know about the importance of having a good night's sleep. Sadly, that's probably not the case for a lot of Aussies. And it is a question that we need to ask, especially when it comes to this affecting our mental health. Are you sleeping well?
Yes. And that's a really good indication if something's going on, if you are not sleeping well, if you are not getting at least around about 6 to 7 hours sleep seems to be the norm. I mean, 8 is probably ideal for some people, but I find that with myself and my own clients, between 6 and 7 hours normally is a good indication. If you're not getting that, that's the place to look. You know, make sure you're not watching the news late at night. You're not, you know, scrolling through your phone just before you go to bed. Give yourself at least 30 to 60 minutes at night to allow your body to produce enough melatonin, the sleep hormone, to help you. And a good night's sleep, as my mother used to say, often solves a whole heap of things. So, you know, and we're now, research is showing that people who don't get enough sleep does impact on their mental health and also on their physical well-being. So check that first of all.
Let's talk about that for a moment as well, Sally. A good segue into the next thing is that, you know, sometimes we can feel tired and we're like, I'm too tired to exercise. But I know for me, once I've exercised, it gives me not only more energy throughout the day, but it definitely puts me in a better headspace. And I actually then do fall asleep better at night as well because I've actually done some physical exercise.
Yeah, and for many men sometimes, especially if they're doing physical work, they'll tend to mix those up. Physical work and exercise are two entirely different things. It's that 20 to 30 minutes of continuous aerobic type activity or strength work that helps produce the serotonin and increases endorphins, which is the natural feel-good hormone. The other thing about exercise, when you're doing something repetitive like that, it's actually a good, almost a meditative way of just kind of clearing the mind, not having to think about anything else, but just doing that physical, as I said, exercise, increasing your aerobic capacity and you know, letting the endorphins flow. And that can just make you feel better. If you're struggling with something, go for a walk. That can often really help.
Some really simple things there relating to men's mental health. And look, we just want to flat out say, if you are in need of help and you need to call someone, the men's helpline is 1-300-78-9978, or the Beyond Blue helpline is 1-300-22-4636. And you can check out Sally's website for more information on the stuff that we've just talked about right now, which is sallythibault.com.au, sallythibault.com.au. Sally, great topic. Thank you for your time. We will talk again soon.
Thanks, Tim.